Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
eBay means business.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. eBay has a stern warning to sellers this morning. If we catch you selling recalled products, you're done. eBay says it will kick people off the site and keep their fees. The company's also asking buyers to be on the lookout for things that have been recalled. A random check this morning shows more than 100 listings for a toy that was recalled last month for having too much lead paint. There's a big conference in Washington today on counterfeit products. Piracy has become so rampant, it seems almost impossible to stop. But that doesn't mean U.S. companies or the government are going to give up. Today's agenda includes Utah Senator Orrin Hatch and NBC Universal President Jeff Zucker. The summit is sponsored by a huge business group. More now from Lisa Napoli.
Caroline Joyner of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says one in five Americans cops to having bought something pirated in the last year.
We're not talking just about CDs and DVDs and software. We're talking about dangerous and effective products like pharmaceuticals or brake pads.
A recent bust in Queens even turned up counterfeit nightlights for your kids' room. Another raid unearthed 20,000 pairs of fake Nikes tied to a sophisticated criminal operation. Joyner says it's impossible to put a price tag on the cost to the American economy.
These guys don't have board meetings and you know, report to their shareholders.
Joyner says the growing problem isn't going to stop until people realize how far-reaching its impact has become. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
The stock markets this morning are kind of a mixed bag. Japan's Nikkei is on a three-day winning streak. It closed about 1% higher today. European shares are mostly up so far, but their two-day winning streak is in jeopardy. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow fell 40 points to 14,047, but the NASDAQ was up 6 to 2747. The S&P 500 fell less than half a point. Not much. A bill being introduced in Congress this morning might breathe new life into an old idea. Savings accounts for children. Sarah Gardner has more.
The idea is simple. Give every American newborn $500 in a tax-free savings account. At age 18, kids can use it for college, or they can sock it away until later for a first home or retirement. Supporter Ray Bashara at the New America Foundation says more than a third of children grow up in households without investments.
If we don't endow these kids with assets at birth, I think their opportunities for a better life are diminished.
So-called baby bonds have high-profile support. Hillary Clinton recently proposed giving everyone $5,000 at birth. But political scientist Larry Sabato doesn't think the idea will fly at $5,000 or $500.
There's just no justification, really, for giving this money to upper middle class and the wealthy. It just looks like a way to buy votes, frankly.
Under the latest bill, poor children would get a $1,000 nest egg. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Low morale in the office isn't a whole lot of fun, but it's nothing that a green rubber bracelet can't cure. That's one of the things Countrywide is doing to cheer up its employees. The Wall Street Journal reports that the lender is launching an internal and external PR campaign to lift the spirits and repair the company's image. For starters, Countrywide employees are getting wristbands with the phrase, "Protect Our House," written on them.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. By Siemens, from generators that power cities to light bulbs for homes, from factory automation to medical diagnostics, Siemens' 70,000 U.S. employees providing solutions for America. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784 helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
If politicians are talking about tax relief, we must be getting close to primary season. Presidential candidate Barack Obama just unveiled his plan to lower taxes. He would get rid of income tax altogether for seniors making less than $50,000 a year. Commentator David Frum says proposals like that are going about things the wrong way.
Lower income Americans are economically hard pressed. Politicians naturally want to help them. But promising tax relief to those who pay little in income tax does virtually nothing to help their cause. Almost 30 million income-earning Americans already pay no income taxes at all. If you are at zero, we cannot cut your taxes anymore. Getting serious about helping lower-income Americans means looking outside the income tax system for solutions. But where? How about the payroll tax? In the United States, the top 5% of income earners pay an absolute majority of all income taxes. By contrast, 80% of Americans pay less in income taxes than they do in payroll taxes. Those Americans get no benefit from child tax credits or other deductions. The payroll tax starts at the first dollar and knows no exemptions. Or a progressive Democrat might propose to cut tariffs. Economist Edward Gresser estimates that tariffs cost a typical single-parent family about $400 per year, much more than they pay in income tax. Tariffs are taxes too. Why not cut those? Finally, a really bold progressive Democrat might propose to treat health benefits as income, which they surely are, tax them, and use the money to expand health benefits for the poor. The non-taxation of health benefits is the second biggest tax expenditure in the United States, and the vast bulk of the benefit goes to upper-income earners with generous plans. The American poor do face severe challenges in the modern globalized economy, but overtaxation is not one of them. To offer serious solutions to lower-income wage earners, we need to address real problems.
David Frum is a former speechwriter for President Bush. He's now a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. Finally this morning, Verizon is launching its new line of phones today, and one of them looks quite a bit like the iPhone. It's called the Voyager, and it has a large touchscreen, just like the iPhone, plus the camera and the media player. But it also opens up to reveal a keyboard and a second screen, things that the iPhone doesn't have. Plus, it can shoot video. So you have some choices for the holidays. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.